Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Every Christian understands that the Christian life comes with its own set of challenges and hardships, and it's by no means an easy life. Real Christianity is all about carrying your cross daily. It's about fighting against sin, fighting against the devil, fighting against the world, fighting temptations. Christianity is a fight. Now, the Bible makes it clear in James 1, verses 2 through 4, when it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Notice that the Bible says, when you fall into various trials, and not if. Because trials are an inevitable part of the Christian walk. And trials can do one of two things to you. They can ignite a fire and a desire in you to cling to God. Or they'll fill you with doubt and unbelief, and even a strong Christian can easily find themselves backsliding. And hear me, it's a dangerous place to find oneself backsliding. And what does it really mean to be backslidden? Well, traditionally, the word referred to someone that had become an apostate. That is, someone who had left the Christian faith altogether. Today, however, it's rarely used in its proper manner. And it's often used to describe someone who has given themselves to some worldly temptation and sin. It's a person who's given up. They've stopped fighting the good fight of faith. They've stopped fighting against sin. And this is a really dangerous place to be in as a believer. The reality is that we're ever going in one of two directions as a Christian. Either we're growing in holiness, or we're slipping into sinfulness. You see, there's no such thing as coasting when you're a Christian. You're either fighting to grow in Christ, or you've given up the fight, and you're backsliding. You can't be on the fence as a Christian. You can't serve two masters as a Christian. Because the Word says, either you'll hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. Matthew 24, verse 13 says, "But the one who endures and bears up under suffering to the end will be saved." All of those who are truly saved will persevere until the end of their life. This is both a great comfort to the true believer that they'll be saved if they keep fighting right until the end, and it's also a great warning for the one who is backsliding, the one who's not persevering. Because what will that person's fate be if they give up the fight? So you see, this is why it's so important, and I really can't stress this enough. It's so important to examine yourself, and to examine yourself honestly. Where do you stand with the Lord? Are you still in the fight? Are you fighting to pray daily? Are you fighting to read the Word of God and keep it hidden in your heart? Are you fighting to live according to God's Word? Are you fighting to grow in faith and in your relationship with Christ? You see, dear friend, this is a fight.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Can't afford to lose. It's a fight that we need God's grace in order to win. So when you pray, pray for tenacity. Pray for the Lord to strengthen you in your weakness.
Faith is an interesting concept. According to the Bible, you and I cannot please God without faith. According to the Bible, we all should walk by faith and not by sight. However, faith is something that we've all struggled with at one point or another, right? We've all had moments where you doubt, you question, and wrestle with unbelief. And for anyone who finds themselves in this place where your faith is really being challenged, here's what I'd like to tell you. The Bible in Mark 11, verse 22 to 24 says, "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Now, you may be there and say, "My faith is not strong enough. It's not big enough, Lord, so what should I do?" Well, let me tell you that even the smallest fragment of faith has power. Matthew 17, verse 20, "So Jesus said to them, 'Because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." Think about that. Faith as a mustard seed. Faith the size of a seed. That's all we need according to the Bible. So, beloved, I want to stand with you today and simply encourage you to keep the faith. Your situation may be difficult, but don't let that shake your faith. You may be experiencing the pain of being abandoned or feeling isolated, but friend, I encourage you to have faith in the Lord. He will be your closest companion. Wrestling with unbelief and doubt is common to all men. We will all have our faith tested by unbelief and doubt. But let me tell you how you can overcome these crippling feelings. You overcome unbelief and doubt by simply standing and being anchored in the Word of God. Feed on the Word of God. Hold on to the promises of God. Meditate on God's Word. This is how faith is nurtured, developed, and strengthened. And let me give you a scripture that supports this. Romans 10, verse 17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." So whenever you find your faith being challenged, lean on the Word of God even more. Whenever you find that your faith is being shaken, hold on steadfastly to the Word of God even more. Focusing on the Word of the Lord will be the best thing for you to do when it comes to strengthening your faith.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.